US fat cats quizzed over high salaries. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Three former CEOs of US banking giants are currently facing tough questions by American lawmakers over the size of their salaries. In particular, why their earnings, bonuses, and leaving packages were so high when the companies they headed were doing so poorly. Ex-Merrill Lynch CEO E. Stanley O'Neill and Citigroup's Charles O. Prince III resigned from their companies in late 2007 with million-dollar golden goodbyes. This is despite the fact that the corporations they headed lost billions of dollars and low-income homeowners lost their homes in America's housing collapse. Democrat Henry A. Waxman said America was an unequal society. Most Americans live in a world where economic security is uncertain, and there are real economic consequences for failure. But our nation's top executives seem to live by a different set of rules, he said. Many Democrat politicians focused on why top executives were paid so well when their decisions led to huge billion-dollar losses. One concerned committee member asked, "When companies fail to perform, should they give millions of dollars to their senior executives?" Republicans defended the executives and asked questions of their own. Daryl E. Issa from California wondered why the CEOs were being targeted as bad guys. Mr. Issa said the executives also suffered because the value of the hundreds of millions of dollars they received in stocks went down when share values plummeted. A majority of Americans believe that their business leaders are highly overpaid. CEOs earn about 600 times more than the average American worker. This figure has rocketed from 1980 levels, when CEOs earned just 40 times more than Joe Public.